Well, so they can know what that would be. What we need to do is make sure that we can call
Hello, can I speak to Maureen? Hi, can I speak to Maureen?
Yeah, that's me.
Hi, sorry, can I speak to Maureen?
Yeah, that's me.
Hi, it's Elliot calling from MMA Legal regarding the Scottish redress claim, you know, for the abuse during care.
Oh, right.
Yeah, no worries. So all I need to do, to be honest, is just confirm a couple of details, make sure we've got them correct on the system.
Right, okay.
Take a brief, take a brief statement of, like, what happened, you know, at the time. We can look at getting this claim processed for you from there.
Right.
So just to confirm, I've got your name as Maureen McConville.
Yes.
Yeah. And can you just confirm your door number and postcode?
It's 99 Warwick Avenue, KA12 0DW.
99 KA12 0DW.
Yep.
And you said that's Warwick Avenue, is it?
Yeah.
Perfect, and this is the best contact number for you as well, isn't it?
Yep.
Perfect. And the best email address that I've got is mcconvillemaureen63@gmail.com.
Yep.
Yeah, can you just confirm your date of birth?
It's the 4th of the 6th, 82.
4th of the 6th, 1982?
Yep.
Just to confirm, have you been known by any other names in your
time?
No. No previous names or surnames or middle names or anything like that?
No.
No. Perfect, no worries. And what age did you get placed into care?
I think it was 13.
About 13 years old at the time?
Yeah.
Do you remember where you was placed originally, like, where you first got placed?
First got placed in Bumside Children's Unit in Irvine, Kilwinning Road. And then I secondly got placed in Newfield in Johnston. And then I got placed in Terlo and Stevenson.
Okay, so sorry, Burnside Children's Unit, what area was that, sorry?
Irvine.
Irvine?
Yeah.
No worries. And how long was you there for at Burnside?
I wasn't in that long. Just maybe a couple of months.
Yeah, around 2-3 months or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you went to Newfield in Johnston. And how long was you there for, sorry?
I was in there for 6 months.
Around 6 months. And then what was the place called in Stevenson, sorry?
Carelo Residential School.
Carelo, sorry, do you know how that's spelled?
Carelo, K-E-R-E-L-A-W, Carelo.
Yep. Perfect. School in Stevenson. And how long was you there for?
I think I was there for about 2 years.
About 2 years, no worries. So, do you remember your mother's name?
Yeah.
Yeah, what is your mother's name?
It's Edna. Edna Harrison.
Edna Harrison. And do you know your father's name as well?
Yeah, it's John McConville.
John McConville, perfect. And the only reason why we do need that is just for when we're trying to locate your files. It does help us locate them, you know, if we do have your parents' names. Did you have any siblings who was placed into care with you at the time?
I had a younger brother that was placed in care around about the same time as me, but in separate children's homes.
Okay, no worries. And what's his
name? His name is John McConville as well.
And, sorry, what did you say then? What was you about to say then, sorry?
No, he got placed into care low when I left, but he was in all different other units as well before that.
Yeah. And do you know his date of birth, or if not roughly, how old he is now?
Yeah, his date of birth is the 27th of November, 83. But he died 2 years ago with a drug overdose.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry to hear that. Yeah, it's just like I say, it's just for when we are obviously locating the files and stuff, if we do have that information, it will just help, you know, because it will have down that your brother was there as well. So, yeah, I do just want to make you aware, obviously, Maureen, when we do make this claim, we're not just clutching at straws.
Right.
You know, providing that you have experienced some form of abuse during your time, then the case will be successful.
Yeah.
We're not claiming directly from the care homes. Many of them are shut down already.
Yeah.
This compensation, it'll come directly from the Scottish Government, from the local authorities, as they're
right.
the ones who are liable, and they just funded the neglect to begin with.
Right.
So, just as well so you are aware, they have already started paying out for these cases. The average claim is around £48,000.
Right.
Although it could be more, you know, it could be less as well.
Right.
So, just to confirm, Maureen, in order for us to look into this claim for you, we do just need you to sign a document from the solicitor, just to say that you are happy for us, you know, like, get the forms and things like that for you.
Yes.
Yeah, so what I'm going to do is I'm just going to send you a text now, sorry, just one moment. And it is mcconvillemaureen63@gmail.com, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah, perfect, just one moment. So yeah, you should just receive a text and an email from myself now, just coming from MMA Legal.
That's fine.
Do you not use that or printer? Yeah. I've got a good idea.
If you could just have a quick look at that, basically. When you click it open, it should just say...
Yeah,
it should just say click to proceed when you click it.
I'll get somebody to do a video call with you.
Oh, my dear,
right, I can teach you how to do WhatsApp. It's very, very simple.
Right, so you go to that
set there.
Right.
Yeah, we should just say click to proceed.
Right, digital signature request. Document info. Proceed to document.
Yeah, so if you click proceed to document.
Right.
Yeah, and then it should just come up with the document. You should see a grey rectangle.
Is this a scam or is this real?
No, sorry. Of course, it's real. Sorry. Like I said, it's a letter of authority, because what we're going to do is we're going to contact the local authorities and get all of your files.
Right.
You know, kind of like where you was placed, all the information that they have. So this form is basically giving the solicitors authority to, you know, contact them and get those files for you.
Right, that's me, clicked it.
Yeah. So once you've clicked one of the signatures, you should obviously just tap anyone that you like and it should just fill it automatically.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, we get 4 to sign or something. Same.
Yeah, there's three or four different ones that you should you need to sign, and then once that's done, you should just say finish in the corner. Yeah, and then once you've signed all of them, it will just say finish in the corner, and then it will also give you the option to download a copy for yourself.
Right. Yeah,
and that's the thing as well there. When you get the video card, it's very easy. If you score, you get a video.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Sorry, mate.
He's our massive kid. Yeah, he's a big kid. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. On it.
Sorry, what was that?
I don't think there's anything else for me to say. Oh, finish, you say from the top.
Yeah, and then if you just click finish, yeah, and then it should say download a copy for yourself, something like that.
Email to me.
Yeah, and then like I said, that's just so you can keep a copy for your own records as well.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, so obviously I know you said that you was at Burnside Children's Unit to begin with in Irvine, weren't you?
Yeah.
I know obviously you was there for around 3 months.
Yeah.
Did you suffer any type of abuse when you was at Burnside?
No in Burnside, no.
No, so you was only there for a short amount of time, really, weren't you?
Really short time.
Yeah, time. Like 3 months or so. And then obviously, like you said, you moved on to Newfield home in Johnson after that, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
You were there for around 6 months at the time. So just tell me a little bit about kind of what you experienced at Newfield.
Newfield was actually alright. I quite liked it in there. It was Kerlaw where it all was.
Was it? Yeah.
Kerlaw,
it was Kerlaw School in Stevenson, weren't it?
Yeah, Kerlaw Residential School in Stevenson. It's been shut down now, but there was lots of things that happened in there to lots of people that I've seen a lot of abuse happen. There was a lot of people getting restrained where they were physically getting carpet burns and getting their arms twisted up their back, and they were getting like men punching them and jumping on them and putting their knees into their back and everything.
Yeah.
So there was that. But they would take us out in trips, and it was while they had us out in trips, and they would tell us that we weren't loved, that our parents didn't love us, we were in care because nobody loved us,
yeah.
We were non-educated delinquents.
Oh, yeah. Can I just, if it's okay, sir, just for a moment, I do just try to make a little bit of a note.
Oh, right, aye.
Yes, because obviously they restrain them, hit people, knee them, so much that they have carpet burns, and obviously twist their arms and hurt them and things like that as well.
Yeah.
And did you obviously suffer any type of, like, did they ever restrain you or, like, physically abuse
No, I kept quiet because that, what happened was they take us out in trips in the van, and when they had us out, they would make us play a game called Hunt the Cunt. Now, you had to chase after people, other children, and you had to batter them once you caught them. And if you didn't batter them, they would batter you. So you had to actually batter your friends.
Okay.
Yeah, that was
horrible. And if you didn't, then they would abuse you.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Sorry, just one moment. I'm just going to make a note. That's awful, isn't it, as well, like you say, and then... And if you refused, the staff would then obviously beat you.
Yep.
Right, okay, God, that's awful. And you said that they would also say things like, nobody loves you and things like that.
Yep. And you're in here because, mate, your family don't love you and you're nobody. Nobody cares about you, nobody gives two fucks about you. And if you tell anybody, nobody's going to believe you anyway because you are nothing but non-educated delinquents. And half of you are known to the police and everything for criminal things. And you're not just a bunch of nobodies and you're going nowhere. And
it's ridiculous, isn't it? Because they wonder why the children are doing criminal things if that's how they're being treated.
Everybody's running away. They would take your shoes off if you still would be running away, but people were still running away in their bare feet.
God.
That was awful.
Sorry, just a moment. Did you ever try to run away at all, or was you like kind of scared? Or
I was going to run away, but what I done was I used my heat and I quickly kept telling them that I wanted to go back home, and I told them that if I go back home I will definitely go to the day school and I'll behave, please, let me out. So I went to all my panels and I begged them to, like, please just let me go to the day school and give me a chance. So they let me go back home eventually, and I went to the day unit. So I would get picked up in a taxi and I'd go to the day school during the day. I would, at the weekend, I would get super pissed at the face that I ended up getting pregnant when I was 14. So then I had to leave when I was 15.
Right, I see. I'm sorry to hear that. So what was the reason that you was placed into care to begin with then? Was that because you wasn't going to school, was it?
Yeah, I wasn't going to school when I was out with parental control.
Yeah.
Because there was a lot of abuse going on in the home as well, where my dad was an alcoholic and he used to beat my mum up so badly, it was horrible. So there was a lot of abuse going on at home as well.
No, I'm sorry to hear that as well. Like you say, it's awful, isn't it? But so just to confirm then, is there anything else that you can think, you know, where you may have experienced at the time? Like, I know you said that they used to restrain you and hurt you and things like anybody ever pushed you into the showers or anything like that?
Yeah. At the time, I didn't really think much about it, but I didn't really think of it until I got older and I had kids of my own, and then I realised that I was getting groomed, because there was an art teacher there called Matt George, right? And what he would do is he would keep me there behind school hours, and he said I was going to work on a portfolio to try and get me into art college. After a certain length of time, he started taking me to his home address, where his wife would be sometimes at home. Sometimes she wouldn't be at home. He would touch my legs and stuff, and keep trying to like touch my bum and stuff like that. But I just kind of shrugged it off. It made me feel uncomfortable. I was a wee bit kind of wary and a bit scared, but I was clued up back then, so like I wasn't that vulnerable, like most of them.
Yeah,
but I, in the classroom one day, there was a boy being cheeky, and because he was being cheeky, the teacher stood up and battered. I mean, he battered him. He broke his nose and battered him black and blue. He stuck the nut in him, stuck the heater into his nose, had him up with his throat up against the wall, and he punched him and punched him and punched him. I'm not joking, I've never seen... this was a full-grown man hitting a 13-year-old boy.
Yeah.
That's awful,
isn't it?
Awful.
God. Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that. Like I say, it's not ideal at all, is it? Some of the things that you've obviously had to experience in that school and things like that is absolutely awful. So, like I say, I can make a note of all of this. Is there anything else that you can think at all that kind of, you know, stands out or?
Well, I can't really think of much just now, but there was a few times I would look at my bedroom window and it looked onto the boys' unit, and I would see a lot of the boys getting beat up by snooker cues, and I would see a lot of things that I shouldn't have saw. To be honest with you, I actually saw some sexual abuse. Some of the boys in there were getting abused by the men. And my brother was in after me, and he got abused, but he's dead now. But my brother was abused in care. But I wasn't there when that happened to him.
Yeah, no, again, I'm sorry to hear that. It's awful, isn't it? And witness sexual abuse as well. So, yeah, like I said, by the sounds of things from what you said, though, you know, there is definitely a case to be made here. In regards to it and whatnot. So I will get that all kind of like say updated and whatnot for you now. Now it's not a problem if not, because we do understand obviously, you know, people scared and things like that at the time, but did you ever go to the police in regards to anything? Or have you not?
No,
you not
I didn't think there's anything anybody would ever believe us, because we were in care, and like they said, nobody loved us and we were nobodies and nobody would care about us. We could go missing and nobody would even care.
Yeah. I think a lot of times as well, it seems useless anyway, doesn't it, going to the police when you see what's going on anyway. You just kind of think, what's the point? It's not going to change anything. Like, it's completely understandable. No, of course, that's not a problem. And just to confirm, sorry, as well, do you suffer from any type of terminal illness at the moment?
No.
No, perfect, no worries. And we do just need to confirm as well, just your local GP surgery. You can just confirm that.
Yeah, it's through Terrace, Dr. Surgery in Irvine.
Yeah, and what out? Dr. Surgery at Irvine. So did you say through Terrace, is it?
Yeah, through Terrace.
Yeah, perfect, no worries. And just one more thing as well, obviously. In the eventuality, if anything was to happen to yourself during this claim, I think the claims usually take around 12 months. But touch wood, if anything was to happen to yourself, and we do need to put kind of a beneficiary down and kind of a support contact as well. Who would you like that to be?
My daughter, Caitlin McCready.
Caitlin McCready. Could you just spell that for me, just to make sure I've got it all spelled correct?
It's Caitlin's K-A-I-T-L-Y-N.
Yeah.
And our second name's McCready, it's M-C-C-R-E-A-D-Y. Yeah.
Thank you. And would you have a contact number for Caitlin?
Yeah.
07.
377. Yeah.
477.
988. 432. Perfect, thank you. And yeah, so that is basically everything that we need. The only one more thing that we do need is we do just need to confirm with yourself. We need a proof of ID and a proof of address. If you've got like a driver's license or a provisional, that would have, you know, your address on it. We could use that for both.
Right.
So I have just tried to send a message on WhatsApp, but it doesn't see. Do you have WhatsApp or?
Thank
you so much.
No, I don't have WhatsApp on this phone.
No, worry. Do you have it maybe on another number if you'd like, or would you like me to send an email over, or?
I've got it on another number. It's, it's 075.
Yeah.
169.
Yeah.
40352.
Perfect. So what I can do then is I'm just going to send a quick message, just requesting, like I said, just a proof of ID. If you can just send over the proof of ID for me, just on a picture, I can get it all uploaded and sent over to the solicitor right away. Like I said, the claims do usually take around 12 months, but I think they should. They usually get in touch within like a month or two to let you know that the case has been accepted.
Right.
And once it has been accepted, then it will be being paid out. So far, we've got 100% success rate on claims being paid out from the Scottish Redress Scheme.
Right.
Yeah. So do you have that to hand at the moment, like a driver's license, a provisional or anything like that?
I've got a passport.
Yeah. So if you could just take a picture of the passport, and we would also just need a proof of address as well, just any like utility bill that you might have in the home, just anything with your, you know, name and address on.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, no worries, take your time.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Don't you just fail?
No.
actually going to talk at some of the gentlemen. Right, so I've got my passport here, so I need to take a picture of it.
You just, like I said, just take a picture and then just send it to the WhatsApp that I've just texted.
Right. Maybe that's Caitlin. Didn't you take a picture of it first?
I'm going to watch that.
I know, but did I take a picture of it first? Because it's going into all my photos.
Oh, yeah.
It's up to you, whichever is easy. If you want to take the pictures first and then you can upload them, or you can take them on the app, whichever you find easier, to be honest.
Right. I've sent a picture.
Just come through. So if you could also just send a proof of address as well, you know, just kind of any utility bill or letter or anything like that that would have that you've got in the home, just has your name and address on. That's perfect, thank you. So yeah, like I said, that is just, I'll just double check just to make sure. That is literally everything that we will need for now. So I just want to say as well, thank you for your time, obviously. I can appreciate it can be quite difficult to obviously talk about and whatnot. So obviously, thank you for taking the time to go through it as well. As I mentioned earlier, these cases have already started to be paid out and people are receiving payments from this. If you do have any questions or anything else you would like to mention that we haven't mentioned so far, then feel free to give me a text on WhatsApp or give a call and I will give a call back. Just so you're aware as well, obviously, we have seen, obviously, cases where the Scottish Redress Scheme have started paying people out. Now, in the cases, it's a maximum payment that they're paying out of around £10,000, whereas with ourselves at the moment, the minimum is around £48,000 that's due back to people.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, perfect. So, like I said, other than that, I will get all of this updated for you now. Like I said, it will take around 12 months in total for the claim itself. I do think they might be in touch in like a month or something like that, just to let you know that a case has been accepted.
Yeah.
Yeah. Brilliant. No worries. Well, other than that then, you have a lovely day today and thanks for your time.
Thank you. You too. Right, thanks.
Thank you. You have a nice day. Cheers. Bye.